Hello and welcome to a special Global Markets podcast with John Herman, MUFG's U.S. Rates Strategist. In this episode, we're discussing U.S. payroll, employment, and the consumer economy. John, since mid-March, the Federal Reserve and Congress have done an abrupt and powerful pivot to stimulate the economy. What early indications prompted them to move so forcefully and so quickly?
Thank you, Isabel. So I think basically there were two or three factors that were the main drivers of the Fed's rapid pivot and then the follow-on with stimulus from Congress. So the first thing was there was a rapid intensification of the COVID-19 cases and community spread, and the official projections for community spread started to dramatically move towards, 1 million mark or higher. Our own model suggests that, we may be looking at total all in about 4 million affected individuals, and they unfortunately a fairly high death toll. But all of those measures are moving up rapidly. Second factor was we had around mid-month of March, we had a rapid spike in the unemployment jobless claims, which fit with some anecdotal signals from company officials that they were seeing a big slowdown in their business lines due to the community spread of COVID, and that they were going to then, in response, actually start trimming their own payrolls because of their concerns over the health of their employees. So that was a major fact. The third one that I think was really, really important that we also saw way back in 2018 when we predicted a pivot in the Fed in 2019 was that all of the financial markets began to show intense strains and what we call an intensification of financial conditions risk. So there is a host of markets, everything from mortgage markets, high yield, investment grade corporate debt, equity markets. Equity markets are down 30% in the span of like a week or so. It was the fastest 30% decline in the S&P in history. The repo markets, the treasury funding markets for OAS spreads all blew out. Commercial paper markets were deeply under strain. So there was so many markets that signaled to the Fed that they just had to step in and not wait even for the official, mid-March meeting, just front-run the meeting even, and just and during the blackout period, and just get the policies in place and then kind of, get a sense and a feel of how the markets were adjusting to gauge whether they need to do much more and the like. So a couple of major, really unprecedented developments in the financial markets and in the economy that prompted these individuals to make these dramatic adjustments.
Thank you. In your latest notes, you've highlighted a wide gap between your employment numbers and the consensus on Wall Street. What are your models picking up on that might be different?
Okay, so this is a very, very important question. It's actually a little bit scary. So I think, the broad takeaway that our clients should hear in this message is that there's a chance over the March, April, and May, and June non-farm payroll reports, so that's off a total of four monthly reports, there's a chance that we may exceed a total payroll decline in excess of 12 million individuals. So that, in other words, that would be larger than all of the job loss that we saw over the 24 months of the 2008-2009 Great Recession. So this is, and it's all compacted into 3 to 4 months this time, not spread out over 24 months. So this is a watershed type development and something that is worst case scenario for the Fed and for policymakers inside Washington, D.C. But what our models picked up on was we were anticipating a much larger COVID spread than most of our competitors were thinking. We were worried that we would see that spill into the jobless claims, and we were confirmed by that. And even our worst case fears were confirmed by that. We also have some proprietary models on the miles driven by people commuting hours and recreational hours, and those driving miles, highway driving miles, compressed and declined by the weakest percentage, the deepest decline going all the way back to 1991. Looking at data, weekly data, this is very high frequency, very reliable data, very factual data. economy just fell off a cliff, and beginning in mid-March through the end of March, and big decline in people out on the road and how many miles they were driving. So there, in addition to that, we also picked up on a bunch of other things. We have some foot traffic indicators on things on the malls, on the airports, on motor vehicle sales, and stuff. And again, they all came in at our worst case expectations. So, you know, essentially, again, the clients should say to themselves, the U.S. economy has a risk of losing and shedding 12 million jobs or more in a span of about 3 months, which is unprecedented in the history of the United States. And, you know, and that has yet to get built into the psyche of the typical consumer. But once these numbers start getting out there, that, along with the rapid escalation of the COVID community spread, I think is going to lead to a really large pullback by the consumer and by business spending in the second quarter. So pretty deep slowdown second quarter into the third quarter, unfortunately.
Okay. So if the payroll numbers evolve the way we think over the next 2 to 3 months, as you've just said, what are the implications, and you've outlined this, but what are the implications for unemployment, the consumer, and the economy, just to end here?
Yeah, so just again, we're not trying to scare anybody because we really, really respect them and appreciate our clients, but start thinking in your outlook that we have a chance of running towards a 10% unemployment rate, consumer spending down 5% or 7% in the second quarter, business spending down, say, 24 to 28% on that magnitude, you know, which puts GDP down around 7 to 8% in the second quarter. There's a big offset going to come from foreign trade gap narrowing. But in general, prepare yourself for a big decline in payrolls, a very high spike in the unemployment rate, and a substantial pullback in business and consumer spending and in business and consumer confidence in the second quarter. So again, a shock of this magnitude is usually, historically in previous business cycles, is spread over anywhere from 18 to 24 months. And in this case, it is compacted into a 3 to 4 month time frame, which is unprecedented. And, you know, it should kind of really shake the earth underneath our feet. really, really concerning, I would say, at this point.
Well, thank you, John, so much for your time today. And thank you all for listening to this special Global Markets podcast. You can rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Be sure to check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.